Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Jeray Williams, committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on it. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling life. Let's get into this episode. Hey mamas, welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, where we dive into real conversations that honor the highs, the lows, and everything in between in the motherhood. Today, we're talking about something I think every mom can relate to. Discontentment, that feeling of looking at your life and noticing all the things that feel incomplete or just plain old challenging. I know, as moms, we carry so much every single day, responsibilities, expectations, goals, and of course, love. But sometimes it's easy to feel like we're not where we want to be, or that season is just too much. I get it. I'm in a season myself that feels like a waiting room. It's like being at the airport, you pass TSA, waiting for your flight, you hear the boarding calls around you, people are, you know, heading off to their destinations, but you're just waiting. You're waiting for your moment, your breakthrough, wondering if everything is going to go as planned. It's crazy because I told my husband the other night, I feel like I'm in this waiting season, wondering what's next. And maybe you feel that way too, waiting to feel more like yourself again, waiting for balance, waiting for things to fall in place with your family, work, or dreams. And in that waiting, it's so easy to focus on what's not working. I had to do a lot of mental shifts for what's not working, because it's so easy for us to always jump to the negative things first versus embracing the positive, right? But here's the thing about discontentment. It can sneak in quietly, turning our eyes to everything that feels off or not enough. And when we focus too much on what we lack, it pulls us away from faith. We start to see with our physical eyes the challenges, the exhaustion, the chaos, and we forget that God is working behind the scenes. We stop trusting that He has a bigger plan. One of my favorite lines from Ty Truby says, "If He's done it before, He'll do it again." And mamas, that's a promise. God is working in ways we can't see. Even when our situation feels stagnant or like we're stuck on repeat, and sometimes He's growing us in ways we don't even realize, y'all. I remember when my husband and I decided to take a 7-hour road trip with a 5-month-old and a 2-year-old to visit family. Talk about a nerve-wracking journey. And I know I talked about this in other episodes, but stick with me. I knew there would be blowouts, meltdowns, and moments where I questioned my sanity. My youngest wasn't even a fan of the car seat. He will cry if you just drive 5 minutes, okay? He was like, "Get me out the seat," right? And me being ambitious, I was like, "We're going to make it." But despite the challenges, I really missed my family. So we went for it. And let me tell you, that trip had plenty of challenges, okay? I feel like I can think about it and feel like I'm there again. But when we finally pulled into my mom's driveway, all the stress of the journey melted away. And in that moment, I knew every mile was worth it. So, if you're feeling like this season is endless or filled with more setbacks than success, know that the destination will make the journey worth it. And I know recently, and it's not even in my notes, y'all, but recently I have sat down, I've been having more quiet time, and I have wrote out a prayer that encapsulates everything that I'm always thinking about, but sometimes I feel like I don't take the time to tell God or ask God to help me in those areas so that I can kind of have a guide when I'm praying. Because sometimes I just feel like I'm not intentional sitting in my prayer. It's like I'm trying to get through it. But now I'm like, let me go through it, talk about the things that's on my mind so I can feel lighter during the day. Since I've been doing that, there's been a shift like this whole week. Even my husband's like, "I feel different." And so I want to challenge you to think about, how can I have deeper prayers that can help me and my family. And if you're like, Dre, what is this prayer? Let me know. I can share more of it in another podcast episode. But I just want you to know that this season's not forever. In the same way, I encourage you to ask God to help you see through spiritual eyes. It's easy to trust what we see and feel in the moment. The mess, the tantrums, the exhaustion. But our physical eyes don't see the full picture. God has us in this season for a reason. Like Ecclesiastes reminds us, there's a season for everything. And sometimes the waiting seasons are when God is pruning us, humbling us, and growing us in ways we'll only understand later. This season might feel slow, challenging, or even lonely, but you're being prepared for what's to come. If you are running a business, balancing work from home, or even just holding down the fort with all your might, know this, you are not forgotten. Just because you're waiting doesn't mean you're unseen or unimportant or that you're a failure. You are building resilience, creating space for a stronger version of yourself, and teaching your family in real time what it means to lean on God. There's a purpose even this quiet season. Even if you're like, why is it so hard? You're going to see why. And if this message resonates with you, I would love for you to join my email list where you will get this balanced mama wellness manual that I have updated to make sure that you guys get quick wins and you can see a difference from just taking care of yourself. Because this community is all about lifting each other up, finding strength in the waiting, and celebrating the small victories along the way. Through my emails, I share weekly inspiration, wellness tips, and resources to help you find balance and joy right where you are. So if you're looking for a supportive space, click the link in the description to join us. Remember, mama, you're exactly where you're meant to be. Even if it doesn't feel like it, keep asking God to give you spiritual sight to help you see the purpose in the season. Trust that he's done it before and he'll do it again, just like Ty Trippy says, right? My son loves that song. Until next time, take a deep breath, know you're loved, and let's keep going on this journey together. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jere.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.